soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 28, 2016. This is going to be a very convicting message I'm going to share from the Word of God. And as the Spirit of God has quickened to me this issue, this serious problem that people are largely unaware that they're using tools, techniques, methods that are very, very satanic, dark, and of the devil. But they're devices that are subtle, crafty, hidden, manipulative, twisting, like a magician or an illusionist. They use devices through communication, verbal and nonverbal, to manipulate the perception and the way others view them, or things that are involved. It stems from extreme selfishness and the desire to control, and it could be rooted in fear of man or even the desire to be accepted by man and be a man pleaser. It's not of the Lord. It's not of Jesus. And the Lord wants this discussed today. Many scriptures on this. We're talking about deceit, or the word guile, guile being found in the mouth or in the tongue, cunning, craftiness, and even the word wiles. When a person projects themselves in a manner that affects the perception or the view another person will have of them, this is guile. This is deceit. This is cunning craftiness. When a person hides the truth about themselves, but uses words skillfully in order for the reality to be hidden. For example, a person's unemployed, but doesn't want to admit they're unemployed because they want people to think differently. Can't be honest for some reason. Can't tell the truth. And says that they're employed on Wall Street because it will make people think high of them. They feel it's vanity. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing this out today as I share these things, talk about this, and give scriptures. Let the Holy Spirit bring conviction. Then confess your sin, forsake your sin, and appropriate the Lord Jesus Christ, who is absolutely truthful, transparent. When a person manipulates what others believe by the way they say something, especially about things pertaining to their own self, it's skillfully wording things, hiding the truth for a reaction. The careful, methodical skill used in expression, both verbal and nonverbal, that depicts a falsehood. Watch yourself. Listen to your own self. The things you say. Why do you say what you say? The way you say it. Are you being truthful? The Lord wants me to address this issue publicly. It's something that most people do but are not consciously aware that they do it. It stems from selfishness. And what are we supposed to be doing but not being selfish, laying down our life, picking up our cross, denying ourselves, and following the Lord? In fact, we must be born again. We must crucify the flesh, the old man, and put on the new man. So one of the things the Lord tells us to put away is lying and deceit and guile, all this type of thing. Because there are cunning, crafty, skilled masters of deception that masquerade as ministers of righteousness or as wolves that seek to devour people and take the spoils of their property. They'll masquerade as ministries of the Lord. Quote scripture, do good things. Proverbs people are snared by these things, because if you are moving in these tools that come from the devil, because this is the way the devil is in from the beginning in the garden. He's more subtle than all the beasts, the serpent. He's a liar. He's a deceiver, and he speaks of himself. And when he speaks, it's a complete lie. As sons of God, we want to be children of God, imitating God, like son, like father, like son. We want to be not children of the devil. This comes from the root of lying. It's a device of the devil. Cunning, crafty, manipulative through the choice of words, the way you say things, because you're wanting to lead people away. That's what deception, to deceive is to lead people away, or to seduce is to entice them, trap people. This is a wicked practice. The Lord would have us be absolutely truthful. These devices are opposite of being sincere or pure, transparent. To be deceitful is to use cunning craft in order to manipulate others. Remember, you're growing in this area. There's times you're in a situation, it's better just to be quiet. There's a time to speak and a time to be silent. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything more than that is sin. The use of deceit and guile, cunning craftiness, is also founded upon the fear of man. What will people think? What will they think of me? Or, I want them to think great of me. And you want to exalt yourself and puff yourself, and you speak words, swelling words of vanity that are empty. However, when a person is devoted to the Lord and they seek to please Him alone, it does not matter what man thinks or how they perceive things. You can't control what people think of you. Most people view things just on the surface. Even with the sons when the Lord chose the king, David, he had seven brothers. There were seven sons. But the Lord looks not on the outward appearance like man does, but he looks on the heart. And he chose David. That would be a man after his own heart. So as long as we please the Lord, it doesn't really matter what people think. We want to have a godly conscience, an upright life, and whether they accuse us falsely, shame on them. We want to reflect the life of Jesus Christ, because He is our life. Jesus was despised and rejected by men. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And if they called the Son of God, the Son of Belial, how much more shall they call them that walk with Him, that are His disciples? His disciples are to walk in the steps of Jesus, reflecting Jesus and having the character, the life of the Lord, and the manner, and the tools, being sincere, truthful, bold, strong, but never manipulative. When a person seeks to be popular or accepted by other flesh people, they sin by doing so. It's all a heart issue. And the Word of God says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The heart affects the eye. The teaching of Jesus in Matthew 6, 22 through 23, and Luke 11, 34 through 36, the eye, the lamp to the body is the eye. If the eye is sound, clear, there's light. But if the eye is corrupted, how great is the darkness, is what Jesus teaches. Your heart affects your eye. Your eye is your cognitive ability to discern, perceive, judge, you know, how you weigh things, right and wrong, truthful, not truthful. And do you understand things? It's your eye. And the Lord said He would guide us with His eye. If you read Matthew 6, 1 through 7, the various things that Jesus chided about the religious system and the people, the hypocrites, that loved to do works to be seen by men. It was all calculated for people's response. They loved to wear certain clothing to appear spiritual. They loved to pray long prayers. The Lord hates this. It all stems from the nature of deceit. When someone really knows the Lord, they want to be pleasing to the Lord, and they're convicted to be truthful. It doesn't matter what people think. They don't do things for a public reaction, limelight, like a TV show, looking at the ratings. The Lord rebukes these things, ladies and gentlemen. He knows the heart. And Jesus has eyes of fire, and he judges the reins and the hearts of men. This is why it's better to come to the Lord. Like David would pray, "Search me and know me, O Lord. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." If my attitude's wrong, if I have a wrong tool, technique, manipulation, or distortion of truth, or if I'm hiding the truth, if I want people to believe something that's not true, if I'm trying to exalt myself, rebuke me, Lord. I'm purposed to have none of these things in operation because it's of the devil. People claim to be Christians. They claim to be followers of Jesus. They claim to be churchgoers. They say, "Lord, Lord," but he says, "I don't know you. I don't know whence you come." You don't want the Lord to say that to you. When we pray this way and we ask the Lord, "Lord, search me. Is there anything wrong? Change it." The Lord's the potter. We're the clay. He has power over the clay. And what is the Father desiring to mold us into? It's the image of his dear Son. That's in Romans 8. Inside out, we're washed. We're regenerated by the Holy Spirit. We're not saved by works that we've done, but by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Spirit. You must be born again, and the Lord's cleansing you, and you're to put off the old man and his corrupt deeds that are satanic of the devil. We're talking about deceit, manipulation, calculated communication that hides the truth. That's deception. Examine yourself and listen to the conviction of the Lord. Let him show you if you practice these devices and repent. God calls us to sincerity, purity, the simplicity that's in Jesus Christ. We're to abide in the truth and never, never, never project a lie. That is deception. That is of the devil. It's interesting. We've been warned by Paul, an apostle of Jesus, and he very aware of these techniques. He was a trained Pharisee in religious of the Jews, and he forsook it because he met Jesus, and Jesus taught him. He did not confer with flesh and blood, but the Lord taught him the doctrine of God. Praise the Lord. Like Jesus was taught, "My Father has taught me. He's given me a commandment. What to do, what to say." Paul would comment, when he spoke, he didn't seek to be pleasing men, but God who tries our heart. Well, in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul warned that there'd be false apostles coming. Paul shared his heart that he was jealous over them with godly jealousy. He loved the people. He gave them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and at a great cost of his life and persecution and much troubles and false accusation. But he knew there was men that would arise to seek to make disciples after themselves rather than disciples unto Jesus. And they would transform themselves like the devil himself transforms himself into an angel of light. But the devil's a murderer and a liar. And he speaks of himself, and he savors the things of man and not that be of God. His servants make themselves also to appear as ministers of righteousness, They say all the right things, and they do the right things, and they have a facade. But inside, they're absolute ravenous wolves. They're wolves that wear sheep's clothing in order to deceive and devour. And they fast, and they transfigure their face to appear spiritual. But the wolf, he's seeking to devour and take the spoil. He wants the resources. And he uses religion, he sets up the business, and he uses the tools of the devil to deceive the simple. And it's imperative that you and I and any professing believer examine themselves and let the Holy Spirit bring conviction that these tools of guile and deceit, they operate through cunning craftiness, be no more once we become a believer in Jesus Christ. And remember, there's many professing Christians, and most professional religious leaders are masters of the trade. They're specialists. They've learned the skill. They've learned the scripts. They say the right things because all they care about is what other people think and what they want people to think about them. So they're filled with guile. I want to share with you these definitions. Guile. Insidious cunning in attaining a goal. Crafty or artful deception. Duplicity. A synonym of guile. Cunning, craftiness. I mean, these are quotes right out of the scriptures. They lie in wait to deceive. But there's people that use these tools. They say they're Christians, but they deceive people by the way they speak and communicate, verbally and non-verbally, because their motive isn't right. And the example that is used here in vocabulary.com is acting like you have a job on Wall Street when you're actually unemployed. That's guile. Deceit. Definition. The act or practice of deceiving, concealment, or distortion of the truth for the purpose of misleading. Duplicity, fraud, cheating. You can see these tools are connected. Crafty, skillful and underhand or evil schemes, cunning, deceitful, sly. The word wile or wiles, the wiles of the devil. A trick, artifice or stratagem meant to fool, trap, or entice. A device. The wiles, artful or beguiling behavior, deceitful, cunning, trickery. Go through the word. It's used all through the Old Testament and New about deceit. Romans 3:13, it says, their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Colossians 2:8 mentions deceit. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the principles of the world, and not after Christ. But Paul said, as a man of God, in 1 Thessalonians 2:3, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. In John chapter 1, it tells the story as the Lord Jesus was gathering his apostles unto himself in the early days of his ministry. It came about where he met a man named Nathanael. And as Jesus saw him from a distance, with the manifestations of the Spirit of God, Jesus had a word of knowledge, knew Nathanael's name. He knew he had no guile. He had discerning of spirits. And he said he was an Israelite indeed. That's the kind of person you want to be around, ladies and gentlemen. A person without guile. Their yes is yes. Their no is no. They have no agenda. They're not seeking to manipulate you or deceive you or trick you or lord over you or any such device of the devil. Psalm 32:2, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there's no guile. So it's not only just in your mouth, but it's in your spirit. This is Psalm 34:12 and 13. What man is he that desires life? Well, anybody desire life out there? What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. Do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. But you better keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Jesus, when he ministered in Israel, in Luke 20:23, it says he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why do you tempt me? When the Pharisees refused instruction from Jesus, when he came unto his own and his own received him not, when he came speaking the words of the Father, they did not have the word of God abiding in them. They did not know what God was speaking. They did not have the love of God in them, and they did not love the one the Father had sent. And they were trying to trick him, catch him, in some fault-finding mission. And they ultimately lied about him, finding nothing. But he perceived their craftiness. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2, Paul tells us, he chides this practice, this tool of the devil that's in hearts of people that manifests by how they speak, how they live, what motivates them. He said that we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That is transparency. That is being pure, sincere, not wicked, but godly. Praise the Lord. We're to watch out. Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. People have a very, very casual attitude about false teaching and false ministries. And Paul talked about this. He was amazed that people would forsake the true gospel and submit to a yoke of bondage. How they would let people come that wanted the dominance and superiority over them and act as masters over them, abusing them verbally, even physically, and taking their goods and their money. Nothing's new under the sun. Ezekiel 34 talks about this, about the evil shepherds. Let the Holy Spirit bring conviction, ladies and gentlemen. Watch over your own soul with your spirit. When you're in situations, are you projecting anything other than the truth? Are you speaking things to manipulate how you're perceived? These are the devices we're talking about today. It's deceit. It's guile. It's cunning and crafty. And the Lord wants it repented of in godly sorrow, repentance. Put it away. Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, Paul said. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Compare that with the spiritual leaders you see today. Is there a motive to present you to Jesus Christ as a chaste virgin? Are they telling you the truth about the world and its wickedness? About the deception of Babylon, the harlot, and her daughters? That's made the whole world drunk with illicit fornication and immorality? From kings to merchants to all the peoples of the nations? Paul said in verse 3, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. This is 2 Corinthians 11, ladies and gentlemen. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, there's a lot of different Jesuses out there, just like there's lots of Johns and Bobs and Marys. But unto us there's only one Lord Jesus Christ, the true Jesus, the Lamb of God, the head of all creation, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who's Lord, who has pierced hands, pierced feet, his side, and his back has whip marks, and his head has marks from thorns of a mocking crown of those that crucified him. It's Jesus who shed his blood, the real Jesus. And Paul said, I fear, I'm concerned you're going to be deceived and tricked and beguiled because of subtlety of the devil and his servants that preach a different Jesus. And you'll receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted. You might well bear with him. And this is what's going on today. We have people standing arm in arm, hand in hand, foot to foot with Mormons who preach a different Jesus, who say that God was a man who became God and lives on a planet called Kolob, and that you too can become a God. This is the serpent gospel in the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And as Paul warned in Galatians, that if an angel comes preaching another gospel, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Hold to the truth. Hold to the real Jesus. Hold to the real gospel. And the problem here, ladies and gentlemen, if you've given to these devices and tools of the devil, it's a corruption of your heart and will manifest in your mouth and manifest in your life, and it will corrupt your eye and your judgment, and you'll be blind and darkened, and you'll believe these lies because this agenda and plot has been in operation through history, especially in these last days. And Paul said, I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, and this is why we have the gospel, because she bought it, hook, line, and sinker, and she partook of that which God told them not to do, and they partook of the tree in the midst of the garden, and they died, and sin entered the world. The greatest catastrophe that ever happened was that event. And yet the Father provided Jesus crucified from the foundation of the world. Hold to the truth, ladies and gentlemen. There's other spirits. There's other Jesuses. There's other gospels. These are the warnings the Lord has brought to us. Search your heart. Be truthful, be pure, be simple. And as dear children, imitate your Father. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. And forsake these tools of the devil, the conniving scammer, the murderer, the liar, who hates the truth. They're hypocrites. Their heart becomes so hard and callous. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. And Jesus would encounter that. He'd perceive their cunning craftiness. The hypocrites were severely chided by Jesus. And he pronounced, woe unto you. Woe, 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 you hypocrites. RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.